Oh yeah, baby.
You know, Mitch.
We love the Cougars.
Welcome on in, Cougar Tracks Podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I am your BYU insider, Mitch Harper. Happy as always to have you on board the podcast wherever you may be listening. Apple, YouTube Podcast, Spotify, KSL Sports app, however, wherever, appreciate you being on board to the show. So some breaking news today on this Wednesday, May 1st. Chris Burgess back at BYU. He's a new assistant coach on BYU basketball staff under head coach Kevin Young, and it's quite the coup for Kevin Young. We'll break it all down here on the podcast today. You can follow me on X at Mitch_Harper, Instagram as well at that handle. Follow KSL Sports on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at KSL Sports, and download the KSL Sports app. So on Wednesday night, Kevin Young done with Big 12 meetings in Scottsdale this week. He writes a written statement, quote, "Chris and I quickly connected. I was impressed with how he sees all the aspects of college basketball. He has a bright mind for the game and is very forward-thinking. He will be a great asset to our players and our program. I'm excited about bringing Chris and his family back to BYU," end quote. Burgess, of course, was on Mark Pope's staff at BYU from 2019 to 2022. Then he spent the past two seasons at the University of Utah, his alma mater, under Craig Smith. But now he comes back to BYU. And on the surface, you go, why would Chris Burgess want to make this move back to BYU? And keep in mind, he was mentioned as a head coach candidate for this job that Kevin Young has occupied. A couple things here as to what would be of value for Chris Burgess to come back to BYU. One, he's got BYU experience. He lives in Utah County. There's value there. But I think more importantly, too, he's an analytical guy. He knows how to recruit to BYU. And if there ever was a day where Kevin Young, for some reason, did want to move on to BYU, it doesn't seem like that's the case, but if he did, Chris Burgess could be next man in line. And then also, too, BYU's got a brighter future. Chris Burgess, in a way, resets his clock a little bit by making this move. Craig Smith's under fire at Utah. He's now going into the toughest basketball league in America in the Big 12 Conference. No longer is it just Arizona and no one else like they were experiencing this past year in the Pac-12. Now you're dealing with Arizona again. You're dealing with Kansas. You're dealing with Baylor. You're dealing with Houston. You're dealing with Iowa State. And the list goes on and on and on. It's no surprise that Big 12 coaches want the NCAA tournament expanded because it's going to be a buzzsaw of epic proportions. And Utah very well could be the 16th team in a 16-team league this next season. And if that happens for Craig Smith, he's probably getting fired next year. No guarantees. He's 3 years in, but you go dead last, you're probably going to be on the hot seat. And if you're Chris Burgess, makes absolute sense. And BYU has been very aggressive. They're financially committing to this basketball program at high levels. And even Kevin Young said to me last month, he's not getting no very often. There's a lot of alignment in what he wants for the vision of the program to be. Administrators, athletic department, they're all moving at the same path and making it work. So if Kevin Young wants Chris Burgess, he's not getting told no. And that's that. And so then it becomes, does Chris Burgess want the job? Well, why wouldn't you want the job? You can stay in your current home. You can stay in Utah County, where he was currently living. And you go to a program that no guarantees they're in the NCAA tournament, but they got a great shot. They're in a great league, and Utah's going to be in that same league too, but you also step into that program, and you know how to recruit to them, and you can bolster that and, hey, enhance your resume to one day you become a head coach. That's the thing too, is that, you know, if you're Chris Burgess, you want to become a head coach one day. He's still relatively young in terms of experience. He's only got about 10 years of coaching experience, and that's why when the head coaching conversation for BYU was being discussed, that was one of the risks of someone like Burgess, was that he's just super young as far as experience goes, but as an assistant head coach on BYU staff with Kevin Young, a man who doesn't have much experience at all with college basketball, what a get. Because not only does Chris Burgess understand college basketball at an incredibly high level, he understands what BYU needs in college basketball. There's a difference to what, you know, another program in a power conference needs compared to BYU. It's a different dynamic. And look, BYU's this is a new era of BYU hoops. That's the branding of it with Kevin Young, and I think you're seeing clear indications of that the way they're building out this staff, the way they're building out the program. There's a lot to like about what's happening with Cougar hoops. But Chris Burgess is a really good get for BYU, and I think he adds a lot to this program. And at the same time, you know, you don't think of it from this lens, but it's also a move that puts BYU on even higher ground than Utah as the Utes head into the same league as BYU. Like, it's a message sent that BYU is in a much better position as a program than the Utes right now. That's just what it is. So now Kevin Young's staff includes him as the head coach, Chris Burgess as an assistant, and then Brandon Dunson as an assistant as well. And I had that interview with Brandon Dunson earlier in the week. Great interview. I highly recommend you go listen to that. The common theme with these hires: we all know Kevin Young doesn't have much experience in college basketball. Well, he's making up for that by getting guys that know the scene inside and out in recruiting. You know, and I think that that's going to be a lot of value, where they can hit the ground running and they know who to contact. They've got their Rolodex of individuals and people to hit up and see if they can get them to BYU. And BYU, as Brandon Dunson noted to me earlier this week, it's not just going to be about simply the bag. You got to have retention. And I do think that's an interesting piece moving forward that's getting overlooked. I think everyone's getting bogged down by the transfer portal. But I still believe going forward, we're going to see the portal numbers dip a little bit, because I still believe that there's a lot of portal movement, because you're still dealing with guys that were pre-NIL that signed out of high school that didn't get NIL opportunities, and you're dealing with guys still that have that COVID year of eligibility. Once the COVID year guys are out, and once you cycle through all the individuals that didn't get NIL opportunities in high school, I don't feel like you're going to see as much movement, because at this point, everyone's gotten a bag to some degree. Not the, you know, the low-end two-star recruit. They might want to level up and move from a mid-major to a power conference. That's always going to be a thing. But when you're a power conference program, you're going to get to a point where you need to have roster retention be the key piece. And we saw the benefits of that for BYU this past year, how retention gave them a fast start ahead of everyone else, while many programs were kind of feeling out all the pieces that they had that were new. BYU was all systems go in November, and they jumped out to an 8-0 start and were in the national rankings before you could blink. And they were number one in the net rankings in December. So retention, I think, for power conference teams is going to be the bigger theme going forward. And, you know, having the competitive NIL salaries to give to these players to retain the roster, that will be a key dynamic. But I just feel like if you're a power conference player, you've probably gotten a nice bag either out of high school or on your first transfer, that I don't think you're going to see this long list of 2, 3, 4 transfers like so many guys have had in recent years. Maybe I'm naive on that. I could be wrong. But I just feel like retention will be critical. And the fact that Kevin Young, Dunson, and I would assume Chris Burgess are going to be on the same thought process of that, them having recruiting chops and the ability to go get high school prospects, that'll help BYU's cause. And then It'll be a matter of retaining them and developing them. And if they can truly make it a place where you're preparing guys for the league, why would you not come to BYU? The only downside, the argument would be that it has an honor code and it's a faith-based institution where you have to take religion classes. And that's different. I mean, that's not for everyone. That's not the typical college experience. I get that. It's very unique. But BYU is unique. But BYU also now offers a very unique basketball experience and being in the best basketball league in America, which it will be. I know that they had their struggles in the NCAA tournament this past year, but this league, you just look at the personnel, the rosters that are being accumulated in this conference, it's outstanding. And Kevin Young clearly understands the critical nature of having a great staff in this league. And I think that it's also a case of he's a humble guy where he realizes, hey, you know, I want to get someone that understands BYU. Yeah, he probably wanted that BYU head coaching job that I ended up getting, but I want him to be part of this thing, build it up. And I just, again, that's a strong character builder that speaks to who Kevin Young is, that he's willing to bring in Burgess. And I think Burgess will be an excellent fit for BYU. He's already been in the past very good. And I think that also what helps going forward with Burgess and also Brandon Dunson and Kevin Young, and you've seen it already by the addition of Brody Kozlowski, having strong relationships with the AAU scene. BYU to its core is always going to be a program that needs to deliver the in-state recruits and more times than not be in the conversation to land the top LDS prospects. If they can do that, BYU is going to be a very good team for years to come in the Big 12. And then you supplement it with some talented transfers that are good system fits. Maybe not the splashiest portal lands, but guys that are going to fit your program. And they're going to add to it. And they're going to buy into the culture. That's a recipe for success at BYU. And we've already seen that can work in the Big 12 conference. And I just feel like adding Burgess, who has so much knowledge of the inner workings of the AAU scene, the Utah high school scene. He's also got background with international recruiting if you want to dip into those waters. I just think there's a lot to like about Burgess. And to get him as an assistant, I was impressed with the idea of him being a head coach at BYU. But to get him as an assistant, what a win for BYU moving forward. And I also like, too, Burgess is a data analytical guy. You know, he's someone that was the offensive coordinator with Utah this past season, and they were running an up-tempo attack. And I think that style of play will work. Obviously, at BYU, it's already worked in past years with the five out, and it's going to be an offensive-focused program once again. I like that he's analytical. I think that's a good approach, and I think that there's some synergy there with Kevin Young and Burgess where that's a good fit. And they're also going to be very aggressive with the roster, too, where they're not going to sit on their hands and just say, well, you know, this is who the guys are. Like, they want to retain, sure. But if something's not working out, they're going to be aggressive and have candid conversations if need be. This is Power Conference basketball. It's not a right to just play at this level. You got to earn it every single day. So, exciting times for BYU hoops. Big get for the Cougars. Here's how the roster currently shakes out at the moment for BYU as far as scholarship players go. Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, Fusini Traore, Noah Waterman, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall, Brody Kozlowski, Isaac Davis. That's how things shake out at the moment for BYU's basketball roster as Chris Burgess officially hired as an assistant coach. Hours before the transfer portal closes officially, players got to get into the portal or at least notify their compliance officer by 11:59 p.m. Eastern time on May 1st. And that's a hard deadline now. So BYU basketball players, they have until May 12th because of the move by Mark Pope, their head coach, leaving to another job. So they got an extra time frame to enter the portal. So BYU is not completely out of the weeds yet on that front, but I think things are working out quite well for BYU going forward in the early stages of the Kevin Young era. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Cougar Tracks podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps out the show a ton. And I'll talk to you next time here on the Cougar Tracks podcast. And it's powered by KSLSports.com.